You're listening to Coffee with Kathy. Hi, this is Kathy Kuzel, your connection to all things small biz. And welcome to this episode of Coffee with Kathy, your small biz resource to help you stand up and stand out in your business. Today, we're going to talk about presentation tips. And so how you can improve sales. Just, we have to present. We've got to sell, you've got to do it. And at one time or another, we've had to step up and make a presentation to clients, our prospects, colleagues. I know you'd rather be 6 feet under than stand at the front of the room. Well, take heart. It's not as bad as you think. One of the things that I found over the years of being in sales and marketing is that we're always presenting. Yes, we are. Every time we speak to a client, supplier, or prospect, whether we realize it or not, we are presenting. And we have these conversations easily. But it seems as soon as we put that label presentation on it, we acquire a dire case of mumble mouth. So here are three simple presentation tips that will put you at ease and engage your audience and improve your sales. It's a conversation. A presentation is just a conversation with many instead of just one. So avoid the old school lecture. I mean, go back, think about it when you're in school and there's the guy sitting in the podium, your professor, and he's going on and on and on. And you know what? May have been great information. Obviously, it's stuff you needed so you can get your degree. But no one wants to listen to the talking head when they could have read it online or in a text message or a handout. I mean, it goes right back to PowerPoint presentations. Oh my gosh, that's a whole nother topic. So stay tuned. That'll be another conversation in Coffee with Kathy. But you know what? It's all about the story. Engage your audience by speaking with them and not at them. People want to be included and know that you're truly interested in what they need. So, you know, it's about how much do you care? You know, do you really know your client? So business presentations should be inclusive and it's all about them. Another tip is paint a picture, tell a story. You know, advertisers, how they make their money. They've long known about telling stories. We don't want to know that, you know, medicine XYZ cures 69% of all cases with no ill side effects. What we want to know is about the mom who can now run and play with her children and that her quality of life has greatly improved because of this medicine. In business, it's the same. Our clients want to know how their lives, their business, the bottom line will improve by using our products, our service, our widgets. Like, that's what they want to know. So I hate to burst your bubble, but they don't want to know about your expanded office space, your latest award, or your new copy machine. Like, really? So, and the last tip, wings are for birds. Okay, as a professional mentor, I coach entrepreneurs and business professionals on the merits of practice, 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 practice. And if I had a nickel for every time someone said, I know my stuff, I can wing it, I could be retired. You'd be hearing Coffee with Kathy from the Bahamas or something. You can't wing a presentation. So practice makes perfect. You know it. You've heard it. It's true. And a poorly prepared presentation will reflect on you, your business, and your customers. So your audience is making time out of their very busy schedules to hear what you have to say. And the last thing you want is them leaving with the thought, well, that was a waste of time. So with access to information at the touch of a mouse, our clients and prospects are not becoming, they are self-educated and they are more discerning. And we don't need to give them statistics and facts. They can find that out for themselves, you know, just Google it. We need to engage and enroll them on an emotional level. And by incorporating these three tips, remember, conversation, paint a picture, tell a story, and wings are for birds, you'll discover a more responsive audience and you won't have to imagine them in their underwear. Yeah, we've all heard that, right? So keep that in mind. Well, that wraps up this episode of Coffee with Kathy. Thanks for joining me. If you like what you've heard, like our page on Facebook, share it on LinkedIn, Twitter, or your favorite social media outlet. And if you haven't already, come on over to KathyCuzel.com and sign up for your shot of daily espressos. I'm Kathy Cuzel, your connection to all things small biz. And until next time, stay connected.